Okay, we are in Siman Resh Tes Zayin up to Sif Yud Gimel. Begins the Mechaber. He says, Hamugmar, this type of incense, so depends. In who shall eat, if it's made out of wood, trees. Mevarich borei atze visamin. Then the correct bracha to make is borei atze visamin. Im shall esev, it's made from herbs, borei isvei visamin. Then the correct bracha is, we've said so many times already now, borei isvei visamin. Ve'im shel shar minim, if it's made out of other types of species, then borei mine visamin. That is the bracha one makes on the mugmar. So again, very simply, whatever it is made out of, it's producing the pleasant odor, the pleasant smell, then you make the appropriate bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Memtes, borei atze visamin. Now, it's not going to change the bracha, even though it's burned, it's being consumed, right? Hagimur, ein shrefasu nikra mechalo. So this isn't called anything fakert. This is not getting rid of it. This is the actual whole purpose behind it. The adarabah, right? The exact opposite. Hugurim shetale timarto verecho native. This is what caused the smoke to emerge and for the scent to be given off. So therefore, even though it's being burned up, that don't think that's not a reason to it. No, that fakert, that's the reason why it's able to make the bracha, is because it's producing the smell. Then he gives a little diktuk on the next one. Isve visamim. So it tells you what are the correct nekudos for the bracha. Ha'ayin b'chirik, okay, e. Sin is b'shva, is, right? And then v'ha'beiz, refuah. So it's one of the letters, there's the, in diktuk we have the letters beged kefes. So the, it could be a beiz or a veiz. So explain, refuah means without a dagesh, so therefore the word is pronounced isvei. Okay, according to the Prima Godin, the Ayin Sham, we look there in the Prima Godim, Shemevi Oid Das Acheres Bazet. There's an opinion that argue on it, but it's interesting. People have pointed out that it's, we've gone through this whole Simon, Reish Tezayin, and now, right here at the very end, that's when he tells us what the way to pronounce the word is. Okay, continuing now in Yud Dalid, smelling bread, and an Esrog. Hamei Riach Be'esrog Shemitzah Mevarech Alav. So if you're smelling the Esrog that you're using for the mitzvah, Dalad Minim, so you make a brach on it. That's the first opinion. I believe, I remember, that is the Avi Ha'ez. And then the quotes from the Rebbeinu Simcha, V'yesha Imrim, She'ein Mevorech, L'kach Nochon Shlol Ha'reach Bo. And because it's a machlokis as to whether or not you would make a bracha on the Esrog, so he says, better not to get involved in this and do not smell it, at least during the time when you could perform the mitzvah of Arba Minim with that Esrog. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah comes along and says, again, if you're going to smell warm bread, you know, in a bakery or something like that, or someone's in the house, they're making this delicious smelling bread. Blessed is the one who's put a good scent into the bread. Quoting here from the Vudraham. And others hold, no, you should not make a bracha on the pas, the kach, and therefore, since it's a machlokas over here, you should not smell it in the sense of making a bracha. You would not make a bracha on this if you did smell it. Okay. Doing the Mishnah Berurah now, on Nun Aleph, Hamerich be'esrog, if you're smelling your esrog, ein hakavana shenatolo biyada letzeis. We're not talking about a case where you're really picking it up because you're going to do the mitzvah of agav, and by the way, or agav orche, right? By the way, hella harech, okay, and just happen to smell it. In that case where you're picking up and you're about to do the dal minim and you open up your box, whatever you're holding in your container, and you go, wow, it just smells so good. Everybody agrees in this case, you don't make a baruch on it. We said earlier, came into ein miskavin lahariach, because you don't have any, it's just like, it happened, you smelled it, but it wasn't your intention was to take a sniff of it. What are we talking about? You have two intentions over here. I'm picking up my esrog, I want to use it for a dal minim, and I also want to smell it. So in this case, paskin the psak is leil devarich al achila ve al hareach. You would make a bracha on the eating it and the smelling it. V'soiver dea rishoina dehu adin bezeh devarich al natilas ha esrog velo al hareach. So the first opinion here holds the same thing applies in our case, and you make the bracha both on holding it, taking the esrog, and also when you're taking it to be for the mitzvah, and also for smelling it. Okay, nun beis v'yesh omrim she'en mevarch. The other opinion is that you should not make the bracha. The lav the hareach avide. If you think about it for a second, you know that's not what you use the esrog for. The esrog is because it's one of the dal minim. We don't like it's not set up there to be the smell. Kim shehu shel mitzvah. In Dirshu 38, one second, he says, Mikol Mokom Lahareach but Mutter. You are allowed to smell the Esrog. The Bir Halacha, there's a long Bir Halacha over here on Hamereach but Esrog. He says, She'enu kehadas shel mitzvah, she'kosv shulchan rach lekaman in tough reish nun gimel, she'os lahareach, right? Now, you can't smell that. Kevin de'ikaro reach. The whole point here is to smell it. Ve'im kein hukta lechol shavua. So it's like out of bounds the whole thing. This long bir halacha here goes back and forth, according from the Magen Avram. Just to skip a little bit down towards the end, it says, the Alkane, three lines from the bottom. Nira de ha'ikir ke ha'mogin Avram ladina. We hold like this Mogin Avram. Du v'share pa'amim b'chol yimei ha'chag. Rest of the times, the other days of the year, besides Yom Tov Sukkis, tzarech levarech kishmeriach l'chuliyam. Everyone agrees you would make a bracha on smelling the esrog at that time. Mikomakom acher shahar be'achronim hanal machmirim b'zeh, but since he gives a whole, look, that's the whole richos over here. V'hediko hader ha'chayim v'chayi adam as divrehim, they're brought down in the chayim, right? V'yesh limnoa me'hariach be'esrog kol yimei achag. So the Bir Halacha says that one should really refrain from smelling it, because again, there's holes in machlokas here, and you don't want to get involved in that. V'da, de'im mimashmesh be'esrog. Let's say you're holding on to it, and you're handling esrogs. You know, you're picking out your esrog, whatever it is. V'nisha harech biyado obveged, and now somehow the scent gets transferred from holding it, from handling it, into on your hands or in your jacket pocket, something like that. You don't make a bracha on that scent. V'chumi alma, everyone agrees to that. Afilu b'shar yimos hashan, even throughout the rest of the year, shereich ze ein lo ikar, because it doesn't really have any real primary source to it. That's the yisod that we've been seeing over and over again throughout this simon, that the item you're smelling has to physically be present. And then in the Dirshu 42, just working off this Bir Halacha, it says, V'yalkein kosa mishnebura lakamen simon reish yudzayin sifkot tezvav she'ein levarech al meducha shedochu bo besamim. That's the thing the pestle used to crush it up. It has a nice odor to it, because again, the scent is not really there, it's just, it was put into that item. Okay. I mean, the item's not there, the scent is there, that's what I was trying to say. Okay, continuing now back into the Mishnah Berurah. Because of a Mogen Avram, B'Shem Rashal, Davke B'Shas Netilos L'Mitzah. This applies when you're taking the Esrog for the Mitzah. Aval Kodim L'Chem, but before that, Ola Achar Kach, Mevarech L'Chuli Amah. You would, yes, make the Bracha on smelling it. In the Dirshu 39, it says over here, V'chein hechriya bir halacha, okay, D'yesh limnoa milareach be'esro kol yimei achag, you should refrain from smelling it all the days of Sukkos, aval im mireach, so if you did, tzarech lor, you'd have to make a bracha. Kosov v'kamen, tof reish nun ches tivkot nhei, she'ein ha'esro g'mukta b'shabes shebemoid. So on Sukkos, cholamoid, the Shabbos, there, it's interesting because you can't do the mitzvah on Shabbos. So, you could make you have a good smelling orange or something like that. Then you can, by making the bracha on the orange or the other fruit, and I want that to count for the esrog as well. Therefore, that works. When you have chol hamoed sukkis, we know that there's a din. We don't take it. It's mukta machmas mitzvah. Se ein minia, but isul rechbo. In that case, there's really no problem smelling it. Lemaisa, when all the dust settles, this whole big machlok is the whole long bir halach over here. So kosev sharatzi and sham shemi shiraitz levarich alav b'shabes ein moichim biyado. You certainly do have opinions you could rely upon. Kevin shav sheli rabu poiskim nosvim shledatam ein levarich alav b'shar yomim modim b'shabes. Even those poiskim who are strict on the rest of the days of Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed as well, the Shabbos, it's allowed, right? Cheshenot, lo lahareach, yoch levarech olav. Okay. That was Dirshu 39. Okay, and then he just says the end, right here, and then finish off the Mishnah Berurah. He said the end of Nun Beis, v'yesh shecholkim b'zeh, ayin bir halacha. Okay, so we explained it, the conclusion that he reached. Nun Gimel Lekach Nachon. Therefore, the correct thing to do is to not smell it, says the Mechaber. Kedei, let's say me yidei. Suffic bracha to get yourself out of any questionable situations. Did you make a bracha or not? The imei reichlo, you did smell the esog. So das magen avram shulavarch. Don't make a bracha on it. Vechein das hagra bebir. The only going also says the same thing. You would not make a bracha on it. Again, big discussion. A lot to talk about. But that's their conclusion. Nun dala now is going on the din in the Ramah about the warm bread. Freshly baked bread. Shemei riach yeshlo b'levarich kimo b'shar peros like other fruits. Okay, sha'omdin la'achila. You eat those. You make a brach on them, right? Yeshlo lehem riach. They have a nice, pleasant smell. Shemevarich lehem. You do it because shenayt alosom kedei la'riach lehem. You're taking it for the sake of smelling it. Okay, nun hey mishter brura yesh oimim de ein levarich lav. You don't make a bracha on this. De ein zer riach chashuv. It's not really how would I translate it? Like an essential, not an important type of scent. Yeah, de'ein ze reich choshuv shehei roi levarich alav. It's not something that is appropriate for making a bracha on the smell. In the Dushu 40, it says la'reich pas chomet shalach mepesach. So you smell a good croissant from a goyish bakery. Kasbir halach lekamen simin tuf mem gimel shiesh la'asor. Afilu lefia soivrim kan shepas eina omedes lereach shahare iser hano sheinom dim lereach mutal reach behem. Right, if you could smell these types of things, however mikol makom yesh chashash shem yavolo ochlo. Oh wow, that smells so good! You might come to eat the chametz befrat the chametz shelo bedil mimena kol hashana. Certainly something that you're not really normally accustomed to being separate from throughout the year. Okay, and the last one in this entire siman, Nun Vav, says the Mishnah Berurah Lekach Ein Lahareach Bo, because again, it's a machlokus. But however, Ve'im Meriach, if you would smell this warm bread, Ein Mevarech Alav. According to the Magen Rambam, you would not make a brach on this. Like, you've never seen somebody just walking into a bakery or coming home on Erev Shabbos and the challahs are smelling and says, oh wow, bring me over that Shenosun Reach Tov Bepas. You know, it's brought down, but Lemaisa, we don't make this bracha. Okay, that concludes Siman Reish Tes Zayin.